Welcome back to the Canada Immigration News Podcast, where we bring you the latest immigration updates from across the country. In this episode, we'll cover Manitoba's recent provincial nominee program draw, a new bill granting citizenship by descent, temporary support for families impacted by the crisis in Haiti, and Prince Edward Island's affordable housing pilot program. Let's dive in. Manitoba PNP draw number 219. On May 23, 2024, Manitoba held its latest provincial nominee program draw, issuing 253 invitations across various streams. In the Skilled Worker in Manitoba stream, 121 candidates were invited under the Close Relative in Manitoba selection with a minimum score of 782. Meanwhile, 39 invitations went to candidates in the Skilled Workers Overseas stream under the Strategic Recruitment Initiative, with a lowest score of 688 points. Additionally, 93 invitations were issued in the International Education stream. This year, Manitoba has invited 4,241 candidates through the PNP, with 573 of those being express entry candidates. Canada introduces Bill C-71 on citizenship by descent. On May 23, 2024, the Government of Canada introduced Bill C-71, which aims to extend citizenship beyond the first generation born abroad to Canadian parents. This bill also covers children adopted by Canadian parents abroad. Under the proposed law, parents born abroad must have spent at least 1,095 days in Canada before their child's birth or adoption to pass on citizenship. Additionally, the bill seeks to restore citizenship to lost Canadians and their descendants, including those born abroad to a Canadian parent in the second or subsequent generations. Temporary support for families impacted by Haiti crisis. Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Canada, IRCC, has announced temporary support measures for family members of Canadians and Haitian nationals unable to return home due to the ongoing crisis in Haiti. Effective immediately, Haitians with temporary resident status can apply for study or work permits, or status extensions, free of charge. This also applies to foreign relatives who left Haiti. Eligible individuals will receive 3 months of health coverage. Amid the volatile security situation in Haiti, Canada has transported 681 people, including Canadians and permanent and temporary residents, to safety. Prince Edward Island's affordable housing pilot. Prince Edward Island is launching a $10 million pilot program to boost the availability of permanently affordable rental housing throughout the province. The Community Housing Expansion Pilot will support the non-profit and cooperative housing sector in expanding their housing portfolios through acquisitions and new construction. This initiative aims to support the acquisition of 120 units in 2024-25 while also laying the groundwork for future construction and acquisition projects. By partnering with the community sector, the government aims to meet the housing needs of low- and moderate-income residents, ensuring they have access to safe, secure, and affordable homes for the long term. That's all for this episode of the Canada Immigration News Podcast. Stay tuned for more updates and in-depth analysis on the latest immigration developments across the country. Until next time, stay informed and engaged.